People think that it celebrates St. Patrick running the snakes out of Ireland. You know, that just never happened because Ireland never had snakes. It's like Orlando establishing St. Buddy's holiday because the mayor ridded us of elephants or something. We don't have elephants here, but thanks, Buddy, for doing that. Here's a holiday. It's just so weird. And actually, it commemorates the death of St. Patrick in 461, which was March 17th.
Where did the bit about the snakes come from?
I don't know. It's just one of those legends that, you know, maybe marketing. Speaking of marketing, this whole thing about drinking green beer and that sort of thing, beer at all, an American thing, because it wasn't until 1970s that you could even get a drink in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day.
No kidding.
The bars were all closed. Because this was a commemoration of a holy man's death.
Well, that makes sense.
And so they closed all the bars. You could not get a drink.
Oh,
and then
goodness.
Some marketing person said, hey, we're missing out on something. Look what's happening over in the U.S. They're just going crazy and people are spending lots of money in bars.
And speaking of the bars, despite some possibly dubious origins, if I'm looking to celebrate the St. Patrick's Day holiday with some good beer and some good food, where do I go?
You might want to consider Raglan Road down at Downtown Disney. I know that the celebrity chef that they have, who's actually from Ireland, he will be over here, Kevin Dundon.
There's some authenticity.
Right. He is a creative chef, and he'll be serving something pretty good, I'm sure.
Where else can I try?
Liam Fitzpatrick's up in Lake Mary, Fiddler's Green in Winter Park, Scruffy Murphy's in College Park. I'm sure all of these places will be able to, and Fiddler's Green is going to have bagpipers, so, you know, there's a warning for you. But if you love that sound, that's where you want to be on St. Patrick's Day.
And Raglan Road has fantastic dancers, usually.
They have the dancers who keep their arms at their sides and don't move them, kind of river dancing.
Yes, I think that's a lot of fun. What is your favorite place to go and have a drink on St. Patrick's Day? Or what is your favorite Irish pub?
You know, I'm one of those people who will not go out on St. Patrick's Day. You know, with those of us who enjoy our Irish pubs year-round, call that amateur night.
Fair enough. Yeah, so what is your favorite Irish pub on non-amateur night?
You know, there's a fun little place on Curryford Road called Claddagh Cottage. And if you just want to go and maybe hear some Irish music in the background, nothing really overwhelming, maybe even play some pool or some darts, Claddagh Cottage.
Oh, and by the way, you know you've just created a new holiday, right, that is going to celebrate Mayor Buddy Dyer driving the elephants out of Orlando?
Yes. And I wonder what we'll eat and drink on that one. Will it be, what color beer would that be? Blue, I guess, for the magic.
Blue, yes.
Blue. Excellent. Beer.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.